Thoughts on 1 Peter. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 14. Final greetings and the third look at this title. Final greetings. And these are the final greetings. And the final words of Peter in his first letter. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. And so we come to the end of this brief, small discourses on 1 Peter. And what are the last words? Peace. Peace to all of you, no exception, except this. Here is the great divide of the human race. Peace to all of you in Christ. And there's the key. There's the key to the letter, there's the key to the Bible, there's the key to life, there's the key to eternity. This is the great divide. Am I in Christ? I was born in Adam. Have I been transferred, translated out of that state into the kingdom of Christ? Or am I still locked in sin? Peace to all of you who are in Christ. What a lovely word is this word, peace. Peter has spoken very graphically in his letter of sufferings, of persecutions, of sorrows. In the next letter, he will speak about false teachers and corruption and rottenness and derision. How can you have peace? Well, think of what he's also said. We are elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father. Through sanctification of the Spirit, separation from the world, brought to trust and obedience in the Lord Jesus Christ, submission and sprinkling by the blood of Christ, having been born again of the Spirit of God by the resurrection of Christ. Christ, Christ, a blessed, righteous people. Second chapter, we are the children of God, priests of the royal nation of Israel in God. We have peace in Christ. Yes, we have sufferings. Yes, we have persecutions. Yes, but we also have mutual fellowship. We have a Savior who lives for us, prays for us, and is coming again for us. Unbeliever, there is no peace now for you. There might be a superficial peace and some fun, but there's no lasting peace. There'll be no peace in eternity outside of Christ. I can do nothing more but warn you. I urge you to be wise. Be warned and be wise. Trust the Savior. And believer, let us keep looking to our Lord Jesus Christ. Not look to circumstances or the world or man. That will only bring sorrow. Look to Christ where there is peace. It's not endless fun, it's not giggling, it's not laughing, it's peace. Let me read this hymn that you will know full well. The verses are short, but they're full of theology. Truth, peace, perfect peace in this dark world of ours. The blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace in this dark world of sin. Is it possible? The blood of Jesus whispers peace within. Peace, perfect peace, by thronging duties pressed. To do the will of Jesus, this is rest. Peace, perfect peace, with sorrows surging round. In Jesus' presence, naught but calm is found. Peace, perfect peace, with loved ones far away. In Jesus' keeping, we are safe, and they. Peace, perfect peace, our future all unknown, of course it is. Jesus we know, and he is on the throne. Peace, perfect peace, death shadowing us and ours. Jesus has vanquished death and all its powers. It is enough. Earth's struggles soon shall cease. And Jesus calls us to heaven's perfect peace. Peace to all of you who are in Christ. May it be so today, brother, sister, and every day, and then for eternity. Blessed be God, for all he has for us, and all he's done for us, and all he's given us, in Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.